The Housemaid of Dawn actually kicked off the American Indian literary renaissance that must make you feel good, because before that book, six Indian authors had published a total of 9 novels, and then by the early 1990s, more than 30 Indians had published novels. So publishers said, wow, there's where the money is. Let's go after that.
Yeah. I do feel good about being a part of that movement. I think there are 2 books that were very influential in bringing to light the possibility of an American Indian literature. One was Housemaid of Dawn. The other was Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee, which was a wonderful history of a 30-year period in American history. And they were both successful and I think made a difference. Convinced the publishing world that here is something we've overlooked and we can give this some emphasis.
I'm sure that as you look back in your life, this has to be a period that you put your head on the pillow at night and say, now that was good.
Yes, that's right. You're right about that. I've been fortunate enough to have several such experiences of having done something that made a difference.
Housemaid of Dawn. But then your next book, The Way to Rainy Mountain, that had combined stories you had published before in Housemaid of Dawn.
Yeah, The Way to Rainy Mountain is simply an elongation of The Journey of Taimé. The Journey of Taimé was done, as I mentioned, at the University of California, Santa Barbara, and it was a research project. We made that book, the three of us, my 2 colleagues and I, one being an art professor who specialized in etchings. He made a series of etchings for The Journey of Taimé, and the other partner was a typographer who designed a typeface. We made the book. You know, we gathered the materials and printed the book on an old Washington hand press in the university art department. And that became a collector's item. We printed 100 copies and divided it 3 ways, and most of them have ended up in collections and libraries. That was the prototype of The Way to Rainy Mountain. I added commentaries to those stories, and my father illustrated The Way to Rainy Mountain. So that's sort of an interesting diversion into bookmaking. That's really what The Journey of Taimé was and is. Now there's a new edition of it just out.
Oh, really?
Through the University of New Mexico Press.
And it had to be a thrill to have your father illustrate your book.
Very, very much a thrill. And he was such a good artist. And these are all pen and ink drawings in The Way to Rainy Mountain. They add a very important dimension to the book.
It's interesting that you would kind of make a habit of using the same material time and again. I mean, other writers would repeat maybe themes or symbols, but you would use the same events and stories over and over again. There might be some people who think, oh, I've already done that. I need fresh new material. They're going to think that I'm just repeating. Did you think about what you were doing? You took the themes and made them deeper. But as a reader, as they went from one work to another, it was also, oh, I've read about this before.
Yeah, the simple answer to that is I have expressed the idea, my conviction, that there is only one story in the world. There are many stories in the one. But we all take part in that one story. We have our part to play. And so it seems perfectly natural to me that we retell stories and they work in different contexts and they shed light upon different situations. But they're all part of the same thing.
So then as you would think and get deeper and deeper into them, you saw things that you never could when you first...
Yeah, I'm sure that's true, yes.
The Way to Rainy Mountain was a series of, shall we say, fragments, poems, essays, myths, historical notes, that type of thing.
These are all stories. The commentaries, of course, are a different dimension. But the structure of The Way to Rainy Mountain is something that I am proud of, because I discovered that by going from myth, that is the folklore, the tale itself, the original oral tale, into history, which is the commentary, and then into memoir, which is the personal reminiscence, those are the 3 voices that inform The Way to Rainy Mountain. And they constitute a wheel that seems to me is organic and indispensable to storytelling, that rotation. It's a never-ending wheel, and I think that's a wonderful thing to work with.